Morning. Thank you very much for coming. Today's daf is daf Samach Zayin here in Masechet Pesachim. And the topic of the daf is going to be the concept of karbanos being brought in a state of tumah and which tumos have to be sent out of which holy places. All right, let's start at the two dots towards the bottom of Samach Vav Mud Beis. The first of the very wide lines. We learned yesterday that Karban Pesach overrules Shabbos. Like the Karban Tamid, like Karbanos Musaf, Karban Pesach overrules Shabbos. This halacha was forgotten by the B'nai B'seira, but when Hillel HaBavli came, he taught it to them. Says the Gemara, Ashkechan, Tamidu Pesach Tudachu Shabbos. In light of the Braisa, about Hillel and the B'nai B'seira, we've discovered the source that Karban Pesach and Karban Tamid overrule Shabbos. As we learned, the Pasuk says Mo'ado in regards to Karban Pesach. It says Mo'ado in regards to Karban Tamid. That links Karban Tamid to Karban Pesach. And since in regards to Karban Tamid it says Al Olas HaTamid, in regards to the Karbanos of Shabbos, that tells you that Tamid is brought on Shabbos. And if Tamid is brought on Shabbos, since there's the linkage of Mo'ado, Mo'ado, Pesach is also brought on Shabbos. That's the Gemara, Ashkechan Tamid, U'Pesach T'dachu Shabbos. We've discovered the source for Karban Pesach and for Karban Tamid to overrule Shabbos. Tamid from Al Olas HaTamid. Then Pesach from Mo'ado, which also exists in Tamid. Tidachu Tumah Minalan. How do we know that if most of the Jews are Tamei, what we call Tumah Hutcha B'Tzibur, that you would still bring a Karban Pesach? Normally, when somebody is Tamei, he can't go into Beit HaMikdash. He can't bring a Karban. How do we know, though, that if most of the Jews are Tamei, we would bring the Karban Pesach in a state of Tumas Nes, in the state of the death impurity. And we would have the death impurity pushed aside for the sake of offering Karban Pesach. The same would be true with the Karban Tamid. How do we know that the Karban Tamid and the Karban Pesach overrule Tumah? Okay, Tamid u Pesach tedachu Shabbos, we know. Tedachu Tumah minon. How do we know that the Karban Tamid and the Karban Pesach overrule Tumah? Amri, they answered in the yeshiva. The same way we learn Pesach from Tamid in regards to Shabbos, it's a Gzeira Shava, it's a linkage, so it can go the other way too. We learn Tamid from Pesach in regards to overruling Tumah. Okay, Pesach Gumminon. How do you know that Pesach overrules Tumah? That Tamid will overrule Tumah, it's because it says Mo'ado by Tamid, it says Mo'ado by Pesach. So since Pesach overrules it, Tamid will also overrule it. But how do we know that the Pesach overrules Tumah? Suggestion number one. Amar Rabbi Yochanan answered. Amar Kada Pasuk says about Pesach Sheini. Ish ish ki yiyah tamei lo nefesh over derech ruchol kulachem olador oseichem yasa Pesach la Hashem. Vachodesh Hasheini bar basa yom beinu arbaim. Pasuk says, any man, ish ish, any man, ki yiyah tamei lo nefesh, if he will be tamei meis, then he can't bring the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, but rather he should do it a month later, on the 14th of Iyar, what we call Pesach Sheni, Bein Arbaim, in the evenings, that's when he will do it. So, Pasuk says, Ish Ish Ki Yatam L'Nefesh, any man who will be Tam L'Nefesh, Ish Nidchel Pesach Sheni, it tells you that a man whose tummy gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni, but if a whole community is Tameh, they do not get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Rather, they don't get pushed off. They offer the Karban Pesach on time, even though they are mostly Tameh. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Rav Yochanan. Rish Lakish said to Rav Yochanan, maybe not. Ema, maybe the way to read the Pasuk is like this. Ish nidchel Pesach Sheni. Any man who's Tamei, so he doesn't bring the Karban on Erev Pesach, he has to wait a month, he brings it on Pesach Sheni. But if it's more than just one man, if it's a whole community, most of the community is Tamei, then Sibur, less Lutzakanta, then they can't do it. They don't bring it on Pesach Rishon, and they don't have the makeup of Pesach Sheni. Lo Pesach Rishon, Lo Pesach Sheni. So this pasuk is not necessarily a proof. The fact that the pasuk says that an individual who's tameh has Pesach Sheni doesn't mean that if a community is tameh, they just do it on Pesach Rishon. Maybe it means if a community is tameh, they don't have Karban Pesach at all. So El Amar Rav Shimon Lakish Mehacha. Therefore, Rish Lakish said the source is the following: that if the community is tameh, we overrule the law of Tumas Meis, and the community can bring Pesach Sheni and Pesach Rishon in a state of Tumah. The pasuk says about sending the Tmeim out of the camp. Tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'yishalchum en ha-machaneh. They should send out of the camp kol tzarua, v'chol zav, v'chol tamei lenefesh. They should send out of the camp anyone with tzaras, anyone who is a zav, and anyone who's tamei meis. There's a problem here. Yomer tamei meis. The pasuk could have just said, send out of the camp people who are tamei meis. Does not have to mention also send out of the camp a Zav and a Metzora. But Omer, if it just would have said Tmei Mesim, I would have figured it out. I would have said like this. In Tmei Mesim Ishtalchim, if somebody who is only Tummy because he came into contact with a dead body has to be sent out, Zav and a Metzora, a Zav who's Tummy because of a discharge from his own body, a Metzora because of what his own body is, his own body has Tzaras on it. So Kolshkin, certainly they would have to be sent out. So why did you have to mention that you sent out not just the Tamei Meis, but you also mentioned you sent out the Metzora and the Zav? Couldn't we have figured that out from the fact that the Tamei Meis is sent out? So Ella, so why did it mention these others for the following? Yesh l'chasha, there is a moment. Shezav and the Metzora and Mishtalchin. That the Zav and the Metzora are sent out of the camp. But the Tamei Meis is not sent out of the camp. That's what I have to say. You have to send out every Mitzora, every Zav, every Tamei Meis. Why didn't you just say you send out the Tamei Meis? Then I would figure out if the Tamei Meis is sent out, that the Zav and the Mitzora are certainly sent out. Because there are certain times when the Tamei Meis are not sent out. And in those times, you still have to send out the Zav and the Mitzora. So what's the time that the Tamei Meis is not sent out? Ezeh? So Pesach Abba B'tzoma. If everybody's tummy mace, and we bring the Karban Pesach B'tumah, we have the Tamei Meisim entering into the Beit HaMikdash, so then Tamei Meisim can still do it, and the Zav and Mitzrayim not. So that's the source that a Tamei Meis can offer Karban Pesach when he's still Tamei Meis, if everybody's Tamei Meis. Amar Abaye said, but if Pesach doesn't only have two things, there's three things. Iyachi, if your logic is right, as you say, Rish Lakish, Leimanami, why don't you say the following? Yomar, Zav Tamei Meisim. Let the pasuk just say that a Zav is sent out and a Tamei Meis is sent out. Al Yomar Mitzora, doesn't have to say that a Mitzora is also sent out. And Yomar would have thought through logic. Zav Mishtaleach, if a Zav is sent out, Mitzora lo Kolshkin, certainly a Mitzora is sent out. Somebody have to also mention Mitzora. Ella, is it to tell you that Yesh lo Chashash, a Mitzora Mishtalchin, Vein Zav and Tamei Meisim Mishtalchin? Maybe it's to tell you that there's a moment that the Zav and the Tamei Meis are in the camp. And even then, the Mitzvah has to be sent out. And that would tell you, that would tell you that on Pesach, when most people are Tameh, not just do we ignore Tumas Meis, we even ignore Tumas Zov. If you're going to tell me that, that's in fact the case. Well, it's not blunt in a Mishnah. Pesach Abba B'tumah, a Pesach that's brought when most of the people are Tameh. Lo yolchum imenu Zav v'Zavos, Nidos v'Yoldos. Zavim, Zavos, Nidos, and Yoldos should not eat from it. Even though most of the men are Tameh, so we ignore Tumas Meis, we don't ignore Zov. So you can't say this idea that we would ignore Zov too. Imach Luptur. Now, if the Zavim ate from the Pesach when it was brought in a state of Tumas Meis, they're not going to get Kares. Even though normally somebody who's Tameh, who eats from a carbon, gets Kares. It's a special Pesach we'll see on the other days. That if the carbon is being brought anywhere in a state of tumah, then there's no kares for the tmeim eating it. But you see that the zavim are not allowed to eat it. They don't say, "Oh, zavim and tmeim mesim can eat it, and only mitzora not." So, Elo Amar Abayis. Therefore, Abayis said, "No, let's go back. The source that a tmeim mes brings a carbon pesach, and from there we learn also that a tmeim mes." Could bring a carbon tamid through Moado Moado. It says, Amar Abaya, Abaya says, Lo'ola Mikro Kama. The source is the original Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ish Ishki Yitzamala Nefesh, over there in Chachoka, a man or a man, any man who might be Tamimais, he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. So it says a man. Why does it say a man? To say only a man gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But if it's not just a man, if it's a whole community, then the community brings the karban in a state of tumah on Pesach Rishon. La'ola mikro kama. It's really from the first pasuk. So we said, one second, maybe the first pasuk is saying that if a man is tameh, he gets pushed off to Pesach Sheni. But if the community is tameh, then they don't have any Pesach at all, not Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. So you don't say that for the following reason. Imkein, nichtav rachmana ishish ki yeh tameh. Torah could have just said, any man who will be tameh. Why did the Torah have to say any man will be tamei to a soul? Anybody will be tamei mace. I have to mention lenefesh. The chitim, if you're going to say hi lenefesh lachudasa, the reason why it says any man will be tamei mace, say the following: hatamei mace who didn't chulu pesach sheni. Only a tamei mace is the one who has to do pesach sheni. But if somebody is Tamei, let's say with a Zav or a Metzora, then he becomes Tahor. He doesn't have the option of Pesach Sheni. But that's not true. Maybe only those who are Tamei Meis are the ones who get the option of Pesach Sheni if they were Tamei Meis during Pesach Rishon. But other Tameim don't have that option. Now, that's what the Pasuk says. By the time we look in a brisa, Yachalo Yuos and Pesach Sheni Eletzmei Mason, or Shayyib Derech Rechoka. Maybe the only people doing Pesach Sheni would be those who are Tamei Mason, or those who are too far. That's not what a Tzorna Bali needs. But if somebody is a Zav, or he's a Mitzora, or he had intercourse with a Nida, so he has a higher level of Tumna Tumas Mace, maybe he doesn't have Pesach Sheni. Minayin. So how do we know that they all said Pesach Sheni? Tamalomar ishish. It says ishish. Ishish is to include not just the tummy mace, but even other tzveim too. So now, why did it mention tummy mace in regards to Pesach Sheni? It doesn't only apply to tummy mace. So the nefesh because of Rechman Alamli. Why does the Torah say a man who's tummy to a soul or a man who's too far brings Pesach Sheni? But we just learned that based on ishish, it's not only a man who's tummy to a soul. Even a man who's tummy because of zov, a man who's tummy because of nida, would also end up bringing Pesach Sheni. So why does it say a man is tummy to a soul? Halachi Gamar, this is the way to read the pasuk. Ish nitchol Pesach Sheni, a man whose tameh will be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Ein tzibur nitchol Pesach Sheni, but if you have the community tameh, they don't have Pesach Sheni. Ela avdi b'tuma, they would do the karban in a state of tuma. If the community is tamei meis, they do the karban in a state of tuma. But that is only if it's tamei meis. Ki avdi tzibur b'tuma. When do we say that a community can overrule tuma and just offer the karban? That's when it's tumas meis. B'tuma meis. Al b'shar tumos. But if they're tamei with zov or nidos or other things, they don't do it. So that's the source. But if they are tamei b'tumas meis, then they do it. Tzibur does do it. That's the source. Source, bottom line is that when you have a community that's tameh, they do the karban, because it says ish ish ki yiyeh tameh la nefesh. Since it says ish ish ki yiyeh tameh la nefesh, that's to tell you that they can do it. If an individual who's tameh la nefesh can't do it, but if the whole community is tameh la nefesh, then they do the karban. So that's how you know that Pesach overrules the community, and the whole community is tameh. Pesach overrules Tuma, and since we have Moado, comparing Pesach to Tamid, Tamid also overrules Tuma. Izzy, a question?
Yes, Rabbi. It's interesting because we want to learn from the fact Pesach that God wants to be Tuma, if God clouds Israel. But we have here the deal and should not have here. That's all year, the Korban Tamei. And we're going to go and learn it from Pesach.
Okay, so Izzy asks a nice question. Isn't there a difference between the Tamid and Pesach? Tamid is more regular than Pesach. I think the answer is that since we're learning it from Gzeirah Shava, we don't ask questions when we have Gzeirah Shava. Once we have the two sources linked with the same word, and we have a tradition to link those two sources, it just goes back and forth, even if there are some differences between them. Thank you. Okay, so we are now going to move off of the topic of bringing a karban when you're tameh into the general topic of tameyim having to be sent out of the camp. So we know that there are three different types of Jewish camps with three different levels of holiness. We take these terms from the camps in the desert. There was the Mishkan itself, the Ohel Moed and the Mishkan. So that was called Machane Shechina, the camp of the divine presence. Then you had the Leviim, who were camped around the Mishkan. That was called Machane Leviya. And then you have where all the 12 tribes were camped around the Leviim, and that was called Machane Yisrael, the Israelite camp. So somebody who was Mitzora, he had to be sent out all the way out of where the Israelites were. He was out in the desert. Someone who was a Zav, he was sent out of the Leviim's camp. Someone who was a Tamei Mace, he could be in the Leviim's camp, he just couldn't be in the area of the Mishkan. Once we entered the land of Israel, these three camps are in Jerusalem and other places. Machane Shechina is the Temple Mount, more than the Temple Mount, the Beit HaMikdash itself, the area past the gates of Nicanor, the Azara, and further, that is the Temple Camp. Machane Leviya is Har HaBayis, the Temple Mount. And Machane Yisrael, the Jewish camp, is any walled city. Any Jewish city that has a wall around it is the Jewish camp. So the Mitzora is sent out of the walled city. The Zav, or the Nida, is sent out of Temple Mount. The Tamei Mace is allowed into the city. He's allowed onto Temple Mount. He's just not allowed to enter past Sha'ar Nicanor. Now, another introduction, we have a concept which is called Lav HaNitak La'aseh. The Torah gives a prohibition. The Torah follows up. It says, after you do the prohibition, there's a positive command. So that positive command sort of cuts off the prohibition. Instead of violation of the prohibition getting lashes, we just say, do the positive command, and you don't get lashes. Lav HaNitak La'aseh doesn't get malchus. So now, in the middle here of Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, Amar Rav Gizra said, Mitzora shenichnas lefnim imichitzasa. If someone has tzaras and he doesn't listen to the law. So he was sent out of the camp, he was sent out of the walled city, he goes back into the walled city. If Mitzora walks into the walled city, pater, he doesn't get lashes. He doesn't get lashes. Now, even though there's a verse, lo yitzavu es machaneyem, they should not defile their camps. So there's a prohibition that he was violating. Normally, when you violate a prohibition, you get lashes. Here, he doesn't get lashes. Shenamer, because there's another pasuk. It says about the Mitzora, Barad Yeshev, Mechus LaMachne Moshava. Alone, he should sit out of the camp is where he lives. So that verse, alone, he should sit outside of the camp is where he lives. Hakasav Nitko La'aseh. That verse is a positive aseh, and the pasuk is thereby detaching the lav. It's saying, if you did the violation of Yitamos Machaneyem, now Barad Yeshev, now let him sit alone. So that, by having the remedy of the mitzvah saseh, there's no longer the remedy of lashes. That's the view of Rav Chisda. Eisvei, they challenge Rav Chisda. It's a brisa. The brisa says, Mitzora shenichnas lefnim imichitzaso, a Mitzora who goes past where his wall should be. In other words, he entered into the Israelite camp. The Arbaim, he gets lashes. Zavan and Zavos, Zavar and Zavos shenichnas lefnim imichitzaso, if they go beyond where they should go, if they go onto the Temple Mount, they get lashes. And a Tamei Mace, Mutli Kadis Lamachna Leviya. A Tamei Mace is allowed to be in the Levite camp. He's allowed to be on the Temple Mount. A little Tamei Mace, well, not only can a person tummy to a dead body be in the Levite camp, Elafilu Mace Atzmo, even the dead body itself can be in the Levite camp because of this week's Parsha. We know Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, is the ultimate Levite. And it says about Moshe, Vayikach Moshe as Atzmos Yosef, Imo. Moshe Rabbeinu took the remains of Joseph with him. They were with Joseph. They were with Moshe. Imo with him, b'mechitzaso, in his camp, in the Levite camp. So, I don't understand. How could this brisa say that you get lashes? And Mitzora, who goes into the camp, gets lashes. I thought there's Barad Yeshev. So the Gemara says there are two ways of interpreting Barad Yeshev. Some would interpret Barad Yeshev as an assay, but others use Barad Yeshev not as an assay, but rather to teach us something else. And therefore, it's not a lama. It's a klasse, and then you get lashes. And the Gemara Tanayi, it's a machlokes Tanayim. The Tanya, as we learned in a brisa. Opinion number one does not see Badad Yeshev as an assay coming to weaken the punishment for the law. According to Tana number one, says the Braisa, we learned, the Pasuk says, Tanya, Badad Yeshev, Levado. And it says, Badad Yeshev. What that means is, Levado Yeshev, Badad Yeshev. That's to say that the Mitzvah has to be alone. He's not sitting with other Mitzvah, he's not sitting with other Tmeim, he's not sitting with the Zav and the Zava. The Zav and the Zava, they're still in the Israelite camp. He's alone because he has to be out of the Israelite camp. Shlo Tmeim Achim Yosh Imo. Other Tmeim don't sit with him. Yachu Zav and Tmeim Esim Shtach Mamachne Achas. You might have thought that the Zav and the Tamei Meis, they're together. They're both sent out of the Levite camp. Tamumas, the verse says, V'lo yitamuas machanehem, and they shall not defile their camps. Each one has its own camp. The Tamei Meis is out of the temple camp. The Tamei Zav is out of the Levite camp. And the Tamei Metzora is out of the Israelite camp. This is Divrei Yehuda, this is Divrei Yehuda. So Kotzei Yehuda, Badad Yeshev is not an assay. It's not saying there's a positive assay. You did the wrong thing, now sit alone. That's not what it's saying. Badad Yeshev is to tell me, how far does the Mitzvah have to go? He has to go to where he's only alone. He has to go to a place that's outside of the Israelite camp. Rabbi Shimon Omer Eino Tzar. How do you need Badad Yeshev for that? Hurry, Omer, the Pasuk says, V'yishalchem enamachane kol tzeruah v'chol zav v'chol tamil ha-nefesh. They should send out of the camp every Mitzvah. Every Zav, every Tamei Nefesh. So Yomar Tamei Meis, well, Yomar Tamei Zav. The Pasuk could have just said, you send out every Tamei Meis. You send out every Zav. So why didn't the Pasuk just say, just send out the Tamei Meis? If it says that you have to send out the Tamei Meis, surely you have to send out the Tamei Zav. And Yomar, if I would say, right, if I would just say Tamei Meis has to be sent out, let's say Tamei Meis is Mishtalch and Zavul Lekoshke. If the Tamei Meis is sent out, certainly the Zav is sent out. Lama Nemar Zav, what does it say? Zav. Itin lo machne shchina, machne shniya. To say that the Zav is its own camp, he has to leave. The Tamei Meis leaves the machne shchina. The Tamei Zav leaves the machne levia. Yomar Zav al Yom Metzor. The Torah could have just said, send out the Zav. If you send out the Zav, I would say, Zav Mishtalch Metzor and Lekoshke. I would say, if you send out the Zav, certainly send out the Metzora. Why does the Torah say also v'chol tzarua v'chol zav? Why does it say and every tzarua mentioned explicitly? Itin lo machne shlishis. That's to say there's a third camp where the mitzora is sent out of. So now kishomer badad yeshev. I don't need badad yeshev to tell me that the mitzora is alone. I already know that because it says v'chol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tzarua nefesh. The mitzora goes alone. So why does it say badad yeshev? So according to Bishimon, hakasam nitkol asay. The pasuk is detaching or is. The pasuk is attaching the lav of lo yitamuas machaneyem to the saseh of Badad Yeshev to say that there's no lashes for the lav. Okay, so now we've resolved the question. Rav Chisda said that if a mitzora violates the law and goes back into the Israelite camp, he doesn't get lashes because this law, don't defile, is cut off because it's attached to an aseh, let him sit alone. That's following the view of Rabbi Shimon. The Braisa that said that if a mitzora walks into the Israelite camp, he gets lashes. That's following the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that the verse, Badad Yeshev, is not to teach me that there is a mitzvah saseh for him to sit alone, and therefore he doesn't get any lashes. Badad Yeshev is to tell me different, is to explain to me how far the mitzvah needs to go. The mitzvah needs to go to a place where he will be alone. He can't be in the place where the Zav is, he can't be in the place where the Tamei Meis is, because he needs to go totally alone outside of the camp. Ask the Gemara. Now let's talk about this Braisa. My chumra dezav mitamei meis. Why was it so clear to the Braisa? It had the verse said that if tamei meis is sent out, certainly the zav would be sent out. Why is the zav stricter than a tamei meis? Answer the Gemara. Shekin tuma yotzal migufa. Maybe the zav is clearly more strict because the tuma comes out of his own body. Whereas the tamei meis, he becomes tamei because he touched something. It's not something out of his own body. So maybe not. Adrabba, maybe the opposite. Tamei meis chamor. Tamei meis is stricter. The Tamei Meis needs the ashes of Paraduma sprinkled on him on day 3 and on day 7. Whereas a Zav does not need ashes of Paraduma. So the Gemara says, you're right. In theory, you could say that a Tamei Meis is stricter than a Zav. But let's look at this pasuk. Amar Kodesh pasuk didn't just say tameh. It said v'chol tameh, right? Kol tzarua v'chol zav v'chol tameh. V'chol tameh l'nefesh. It says v'chol tameh. We know that we darshan from v'chol tameh. It's to include something. The rabbis tameh sheretz. So it's saying not just as a tameh may sent out of the camp, but a tameh sheretz is sent out of the camp. But that's what we're saying. You could have just said tameh sheretz sent out of the camp. Why do you have to say also and a zav is sent out? If a tameh sheretz is sent out, certainly a zav would be sent out. You can't say, oh, but a zav is less strict because the zav doesn't have paraduma. Tameh sheretz also doesn't have paraduma. So Gemara says, the zav chomer mitameh sheretz is a zav so clearly stricter than a tumah sheretz. If the verse would have just said v'chol tameh l'nefesh, I wouldn't even need zav. As I would say, if the sheretz guy has to be sent out, certainly the zav guy has to be sent out. Why do you know that the zav is so stricter? So Mara says, I'll tell you why we know. Kedamar, as we just said, sheretz is an external tumah. Zav is an internal tumah. It's the person's tumah out of his own body. So certainly that's stricter. Adrabah, maybe here also we could reject it. Sheretz chamur shekim etami ba'onis. A sheretz creates tumah even if it was out of your control that the sheretz fell on you. A zav, we learned in Masechet Nida, if he schlepped things too much, did too much exercise, and that's when the zav comes out, he's not tameh. Doesn't have the status of a zav if it's out of his control. So maybe that's why sheretz has to be sent out of the camp. And I wouldn't know that a zav has to be sent out of the camp without saying it explicitly. Ami, they answered in the yeshiva. We're comparing Zov to Sheretz. Tumas Sheretz is only for a day. Zov is tummy for a week if he has three discharges. If he has only one discharge, he's only tummy for the day. Ki hai gav Zov na mitzvah yimitami ba'onas. To be tummy for a day, even if it comes out of his control, he's also tummy for the day. Hid Ravuna, Ravuna taught, Am Ravuna, Ravuna said, Ria Rishona Shel Zov. One sighting of Zov of a Zov, Metama, creates that tumah of a day, even ba'onas. So now we understand what the point of Rabbi Shimon was. Rabbi Shimon said like this, why does the Pasuk have to say, Kol Tzura, Kol Zav, V'chol Tamil HaNefesh? Let the Pasuk just say, V'chol Tamil HaNefesh. If it would have said, V'chol Tamil HaNefesh, it would have learned, a Tamei Mesa sent out of the camp, V'chol Tamil HaNefesh, a Tamei Sheretz is sent out of the camp, because that's similar to Tamei Mesa. If a Tamei Sheretz is sent out of the camp, I would know already that a Zav is sent out of the camp. Because a Tamei Sheretz is not a Tumah Yotzes Megufo. It's not a Tumah that comes out of his own body. Whereas a Zav is a Tumah that comes out of his own body. What are you going to tell me? No, maybe Sheretz is stricter. Sheretz applies even out of his control. Zav doesn't apply out of his control. Zav applies out of his control. If out of his control, he had a discharge of Zav, he's Tumah for a day, the same way as Sheretz is Tumah. And it's a Tumah that's coming out of his own body. So it should be stricter. So I don't need a Pasuk to tell me that Zav is sent out. I could have learned it out from V'chol Tumah L'nefesh. In fact, the Torah goes on to say, that a zav is sent out is to tell me that the zav is sent out to a place that the tamil nefesh is not sent out from. The tamil nefesh is only sent out from the machne shechina, whereas the zav is sent out even from machne levia. That's what Rabbi Shimon says. All right, what else did Rabbi Shimon say? We didn't need to say kol tzarua. Once we said kol zav, we would know certainly a mitzorah. So why did it say kol tzarua? To say that the mitzorah is sent further than the zav. Okay, that was again what we had in the brisa. Again, ask Umar, my chum the mitzorah mizav. How do you know that a mitzorah certainly is stricter than a zav? That if a zav is sent out, certainly the mitzorah would be sent out. The answer is, because a mitzorah shken tov priya, he has to grow his hair wild. Ufrima, he has to tear his clothing. Also with tashma shamita, he can't have marital relations. The zav doesn't have these laws. So you see that the mitzorah is stricter. Says the Gemara Adrav, maybe not. Maybe the opposite. Zav chamer, maybe the zav is stricter. Shekem etar mishka v'moshav. He creates a tumah on the chair he sits, and on the bed he lays down on. He makes them into an avatumah. Umatamik picheres behesit, and a zav makes an earthenware utensil tummy by moving them, causing them to move. Amar Kra, the pasuk says. So Gemara says like this. This is what Rabbi Shimon's source. Amar Kra zav. It didn't just say zav. It says v'chol zav and any zav. Any zav is the rabbis bal keri to say even a person with a discharge of semen is sent out. So if a person with a discharge of semen is sent out, certainly a mitzorah is sent out because a mitzorah has to grow his hair, he has to tear his clothing. He is much more than a balkari. And a balkari doesn't have the ability to create mishkav u'moshav. And a mitzorah is chamer min balkari. So why is it still? Umay chumer. Who says that a mitzvah is stricter than a balkari? Kedamar, we just said, as a balkari doesn't have to grow his hair, doesn't have to tear his clothing, doesn't have the prohibition of marital relations, whereas a mitzvah does. Adraba, maybe the opposite. Balkari chamor, shekim v'tamei b'mashu. Even a little bit of keri that comes out of him makes him tamei. Whereas a mitzvah has to have a tzaras the size of a gris, the size of a penny. As the Gemara, Savala Rabbi Shimon holds, Kribi Nasan, Kribi Nasan, that actually a balkari does not become tamei with just any amount, but actually has to be a certain amount of keri has to come out of him, which is even more than a gris. The time we did a brice, Rabbi Nasan, Om Yishim Rabbi Shmuel, Zav Tzarech Kachasim Aspiya Amah. The amount of zov that comes out has to be enough to fill up that entire mouth of the male organ. The chacham didn't agree. They said, no, even a little bit creates zov. But iskash le balkari lezov. We know the balkari is compared to a zov. So according to Rabbi Nasan, it's not just any little bit of keri that creates keri, the tumah of keri. It has to be keri that would be chosein pia ama, enough to fill the entire mouth of the male organ, which is more than a gris. So therefore, balkari is less than mitzora from every metric. Mitzora has to grow his hair wild, has to tear his clothing, can't have marital relations, and balkari is allowed to. You'll say, no, balkari is stricter, because the balkari, even a little bit of it, makes him a balkari. Whereas a mitzora, there has to be a certain amount, there has to be a gris. It's not true. The amount for the balkari to be a balkari is Chasimas pia ama, that's more than a gris. So if the Torah would say that a zav, meaning a balkari, has to be sent out of the camp, certainly a mitzvah would have to be sent out of the camp. Why does the Torah say a zav is sent out of the camp and a mitzvah is sent out of the camp? Must be talking about different camps. The zav is sent out of Machne Leviya, and then it has to say, and a mitzvah is sent even further, he's sent out of Machne Yisrael. That's the view of Rabbi Shimon. Asks the Gemara, now going to Rabbi Shimon, V'chol tzarua lamali. What's he going to learn from V'chol tzarua? The way we've explained to Rabbi Shimon, he learns from V'chol zav, the balkari is sent out. V'chol tamei lenefesh, that someone tamei sheretz is sent out. What does he learn from V'chol tzarua? Because he doesn't learn anything. Ayin d'chsiv kol zav, k'siv nami kol tzarua. Since it says any zav, all zav, it also says kol tzarua. Says the Gemara, going back to this braisa. Rabbi Yehuda, what does he hold? Shapar come Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon seems to be making a great argument. Why does it say, Kol tzeruah, v'chol zav, v'chol tamil nefesh? Why does Rabbi Yehuda have to use the pasuk of Barad Yeshev? Answer the Gemara, Hahu, that pasuk of v'chol tzeruah, v'chol zav, v'chol tamil nefesh, Rabbi Yehuda needs it, mibayalei, l'kidatanya, he needs it for the following brisa. Look at a brisa, Blezer, Omer, Blezer says, maybe if you had most of the community tamei mace, and therefore you're allowed to bring the carbon pesach in a state of tuma, if zavin and mitzorayim run into the azara, they run into mace mikdash too, maybe they would get kares. Tamloma, that's what the pasuk says. This you should send out of the camp every tzarua, every zavin, everyone who's tamei mace. That's to tell you, b'shash, etmei meisim mishtalchin. At the time that the etmei meisim are sent out, then zavin mitzorayim mishtalchin. That's when zavin mitzorayim are sent out. But etmei meisim mishtalchin. But when the etmei meisim are not sent out because the majority are tamei, then ein zavin mitzorayim mishtalchin. Then you don't have to send out the zavin mitzorayim. And if they would go in at that time, they would not get lashes. We learned in the Braisa, Zav. You could have said Zav. In fact, it said, V'chol Zav is the rabbi's Balkari. To say, even a Balkari also sent out of the camp. That's a proof to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan used to say two things. Mechilos, l'neskachu. The tunnels under the Beis HaMikdash were never consecrated. And another thing is, Balkari, mishtaleh, chutz l'shtei machnos. The Balkari is sent out of two camps, the temple camp and the Levite camp. Here you see it, because it's saying that V'chol Zav includes the Balkari. Mesir, I'll challenge you. We learned Balkari, Kemaga Sheretz. Balkari is like somebody who touched a Sheretz. My love, doesn't it mean? The Machanosim, in terms of the camps, just like a Tamei Sheretz is only sent out of the temple camp, like a Tamei Meis, a Balkari also is only sent out of the temple camp. Say Gemara, look, that's not what it means. When it says, well, carries like a touch, one who touches a sheretz, the tumasam, in terms of their tumah. Just like someone who touches the sheretz is only tummy for that day, a bal keri is also only tummy for that day. It's not tummy for 7 days. The tumasam, in terms of their tumah, it's explicit. Hay tumas erev ksivbe, the pasuk says about the sheretz, it creates a tumah for an evening. Hay tumas erev ksivbe, and the pasuk says that a bal keri has a tumah for the evening. El olav, so it must be lemachanosam. It is telling you that they both are sent out of the same camps. Lo, no. When we say that a zav is, when we say a balkari is like somebody who became tamei sheretz, it's in regards to their tumah. The balkari kemaga sheretz, somebody who has a discharge of semen is like somebody who touched a dead rodent. Maga sheretz mitamei ba'ones, just like touching a dead rodent would create a tumah, even if it happened out of a person's control, it wasn't that he wanted to do it. Af balkari mitamei ba'ones, somebody who eats too much, and because he ate too much, or he did other things that caused the semen to come out, even though it was out of his control, he is Tamei. Okay, we'll stop here with Daf Samach Zayin.